Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you are here. So glad you're able to join me. And glory to God, for He is good and His mercy endureth forever. Man, what a wonderful Sunday. Right now it's 11:14 p.m. here. So we had a Sunday. I just got back from a pastor's meeting with other pastors. And wow, we are busy preparing for summer retreat. So may God be blessing you, walking with you, and leading you in everything that you do, and may you experience more of Him during this live stream. My name is Pastor Josh Pan, and do me a favor, throw that thumbs up, like button, subscribe, it really helps, and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. My name is Pastor Josh Pan, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. Hello, Ximena, Rosas, Castro, Alex, I see you, and Gamer Boy. Welcome everybody. It is so good to see you, Mago. God bless you guys. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're looking into our daily devotion from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 to 21. And it's so deep, it's so powerful that it can be broken up into so many different sermon series. And that's why we want to continue building our life upon His firm foundation. 12:15 there, wow. And 1:15 a.m. there. Boy, oh boy, you guys are... It's time to sleep, but you know, I had to get one live stream in, so I have like 30 minutes to do so. So let's just read it and be built up and let God build us up and lead us in everything that we do. Amen. So you're going to want to stay to the end because we know for sure that God builds you up and He's working here and He wants to share with you a good message of hope, of love, and He wants to give you more than enough. So let's read the passage, and we're going to get into some reflection, and then we're going to deep dive into the passage. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Rancho. I'm in California, USA as well. God is good. God is real. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 says, "Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when He predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told by you, by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. And even the angels long to look into these things." Verse 13, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. For action, and be self-controlled. Be self-controlled and set your hope fully on the grace of God to be given to you when Jesus Christ is revealed, when He is come, the second coming of Christ." And verse 14, "Be obedient as children. Do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But now, just as He called you, who is holy, you to be holy, so be holy in all that you do. Be set apart. Be without blemish in all that you do. For it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.' And since you call on the Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here on earth in reverent fear." Verse 18, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as gold and silver that you've been redeemed from the empty ways of life handed down to you from their father and the forefathers, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish, lamb without defect, who is perfect and righteous. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in the last times for your sake. And through Him, you will believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and glorified Him, so that your faith and your hope are in God, not in the earth, but upon God, the truth of God. And you allow God to continue guiding you in every step of your way so that you can glorify His name in Jesus' name. Amen." So there's going to be two reflections right here. You're going to want to listen carefully because it's so powerful. Number one, representatives of Christ. God has given you a grace that the Old Testament prophets earnestly searched, and of which the angels are in awe, they're in wonder. And in light of this, the saints are considered the kind of lifestyle that befits the recipient of such gift. And though the gift of salvation is free to you, it cost God enormously. This gift could only be afforded through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He sent His one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Therefore, the Father will see to it that we no longer live like the world, because Christ has saved you from the world. So you live in this world, but you're not of this world. But you're sent into this world to spread His word, to spread the love of Christ. Amen. So in your doing, you would honor the Son of God, Jesus, and honor His work on the cross. And the Father, He cares about how you live because He cares about the glory of His Son. And we wear Christ's righteousness as garments, and others perceived His glory through how we live. So let us live in obedience to God so that you would truly give glory to the one who has given you everything. You see, no greater love than this, but one to lay their life down for another. And that is exactly what Jesus Christ did for you. He laid His life down for you. He died on the cross for you. And He raised from the dead 3 days later, defeating sin and death, living in victory, so that you as well, you can be living in His victory, knowing that He's defeated the devil. He's won the battle, and that He has good plans for you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow, I thought there was going to be two reflections, but here, we are called to be representatives of Christ. And so, what is this passage saying? Well, I can get way, way deeper into it now because the Word of God is alive and powerful. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 to 12, it talks about knowing the wonders and the greatness of salvation, how salvation is required special prophets to share this shared message, and salvation was a personal experience of God's grace. God's grace is a personal experience of God's grace, which is salvation. What is salvation exactly? Salvation is being saved from that eternal separation from God, being saved from being empty and living a broken and void, empty life. Salvation was a mystery. Salvation was to be accomplished by the suffering and the glory of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who came from heaven to earth so that you can go from earth to heaven, so that you can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Salvation was destined for future believers. So for you who believe in the name of Jesus and confess that He is Lord and that He died and rose again from the dead, you are saved in the name of Jesus and is destined for believers today and for the future. Salvation is also in the gospel, how Jesus came from heaven to earth to show the way to live a perfect sinless life for us that we cannot live, and then to pay the price of God's wrath to be a living sacrifice so that you don't have to die that way, so that you don't have to encounter that eternal separation from God. Amen? And then salvation is a glorious, it's so glorious that even the angels stand in amazement, in awe, eagerly watching salvation take place. You see, this great description of salvation is found throughout 1 Peter. And the greatness of salvation, the glorious power of God is so good. It dwells above the heavens and the glories of heaven and the glories of earth. And salvation is so glorious that even the angels are in awe. Amen. So that's why it's so important that we, as messengers of God, we proclaim God's salvation to other people. And we prophesy and predict how God is going to save man, which is through the blood of Jesus. Only through Jesus. And that's why we say Jesus forever. Because Jesus forever is the one that sets us free. Without Jesus, we would be lost. Without Jesus, we would be doomed. Without Jesus, we would have no way to get to heaven. But by the grace and mercy of our Lord, our Father in heaven, and Jesus carrying through this work, we've been saved and redeemed and reconciled. And it's so necessary. In John chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him." Testify about the light. Who's the light? Jesus Christ is the light. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 2 to 3, it says, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and he sent out his slaves to call all those who've been invited to the wedding feast, but they were unwilling to come." Wow. There's salvation and there's grace. You see, salvation was to be a personal experience of God's grace. Salvation is a favor of God showered upon you so that you can experience his grace, his mercy. You who do not deserve his favor, but yet he still cares for you so much that he gave it to you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And grace is the mercy and love that God has given to you. Even those who ignore him, rebel, curse, and disobey him, disbelieve him, fail him. But he's such a loving, caring Heavenly Father that he still is willing to fight for you and to give you grace. Even though you fall short of the glory of God, you are imperfect, yet God still loves you and cares for you and wants to remove all that blemish and set you free from it. In Jesus' name, amen. The salvation is so good. And so, don't forget that salvation within the angels, within the Word of God, within what Jesus did for you, that salvation is real. And then verse 13 to 16 of 1 Peter chapter 1, it talks about how to live through suffering, giving your life to God, which means getting your mind ready to focus upon the coming grace and the salvation of God. And there's three things to this about focus upon the coming grace and the salvation to God. Number one is to prepare your mind for action. Number two is to be self-controlled. And number three is to hope to the end of God's salvation. Stay strong for him in Jesus' name. Amen. Jessica, Ruby, yes, and Jake. And then you got to focus upon obedience. Do not be conformed to evil because you are no longer ignorant of God. And number three is to focus upon holiness. God is holy and God called you to holiness. And the scripture demands holiness. And when you're holy, you are set apart for God. And you're set apart to do his good works. And you're set apart to honor and glorify him so that you can be a light for him here on earth. Amen. So you got to set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. You got to set your minds on every thought, whatever is true, whatever is whole, honest, whatever is pure and just and lovely, of good report. Focus on it. Focus on God and his goodness, his mercy. Focus on his promises. Amen? Amen. Be sober, guys. Be alert. Do not live in flesh. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. He's the way. So you as believers, you are called to live a well-balanced life. You are called to be sober, controlled, solid, and steady. You are called to keep all things in proper place. You are called to focus and concentrate on the promises and the salvation of God. Amen. So there's a lot of temptations out there. Obedience to God. It means to reject those temptations, to resist it, to say no to it, like money, sex, popularity, authority, possessions, food, recognitions, housings, property, positions, and clothing. There's so many things. Yes, sure, we need necessities of life. God gives you the gifts, but too many people fall for worshiping the gifts instead of the giver of the gifts. God gave you the gifts. You got to worship the creator of the gift, the one that gave it to you. You can't take it for granted. You can only say, glory to God. Thank you for all your gifts. Thank you for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. Amen. And so this holiness, hagios, means to be righteous, pure, sinless, godly. It means to be perfect and complete, fulfilled in every sense, and means that you should be walking in the ways of God, in his obedience. God, he's pure. He's holy. And he is the one that we love. And so, I'm not here to make my name known. I'm here to make Jesus' name known. I'm here to say Jesus deserves to be the president. Jesus deserves to be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jesus is the one that deserves all glory, all honor, and praise. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So God, He doesn't want you to live in corruption or in a corrupt or dying world. He wants you to be holy, set apart. He called you to be a light. He called you to be salt of the earth. And what does salt do? Salt preserves. So when you're here on earth, you are preserving the earth. Without Christians, without churches on earth, what do you think would happen to the earth? The earth would be destroyed in no time because there's no Christians holding back the demands, the evilness, and the ways of the evil ones, the greed and of the Antichrist. So that we now, we are believers. As believers, we are here standing up against injustice, against things that are against God's will. We want peace. We want God's glory to be known. We want God to be glorified in all the earth. Amen. The scripture demands holiness. It says, "Be holy, for I am holy." So we have no choice but to listen to God. Roderick, we have no choice to follow after Him. It says in Luke chapter 1, verse 74 to 75, that to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. Amen. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11, it says, "Since all these things are being destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?" Amen. What? You can tell me about it. Tell me about it. Yeah. Glory to God. You know, in the end, God is in charge. God is in control. And no one can defeat Him. No one can overcome Him. Amen. Revelation chapter 15, verse 4. It says, "Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify Your name? For You alone are holy. For all the nations will come and worship before You, for Your righteous acts have been revealed." Amen. Glory to God. He is holy. He is the one that leads us towards the righteous path. And that's why we continue worshiping Him every day. Right, JK fan number 45? Yes, amen. And then we got to live on earth in fear and reverence of God. This fear is not saying, I'm scared. But it's more of a in humility. Recognize He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's Alpha, Omega, beginning. And we must have reverence to God because He is God, the Father. Because God will judge the world one day. And because we are strangers and aliens on this earth. And then we are actually now citizens of heaven. And we also should fear and reverence God because we've been redeemed. We've been reconciled. We've been redeemed from the empty, aimless life. We've been redeemed freely and not redeemed by perishable, corruptible things. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, by Him who is sinless, who was chosen, and who has now been revealed. And because you believe in God who raised up and is the glorified Christ, you are now saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So how can you stand up against these trials and temptations when you are severely attacked to the point that you cannot understand? How can you bear it? Is there something or any place that can help you bear this? Yes, the fear of God. If the person fears God and fears Him enough, he will stand up against temptation and he will endure through the trials. You see, when you follow God, you're going to be wanting to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And when you get that mindset in your mind, then you will work on hating what God hates and rejecting it and running away from it and deleting it. Amen, Glenda and Alex and Sixa. Amen. Praise the Lord. But no, most people do not like talking about fearing God. And to fear God is thought to be psychologically unsound and emotionally disturbing. It's said to drive people into all kinds of emotional problems because of this charge. Many have sheared away from preaching and teaching the fear of God. But note, is this true? Is this what it proclaims? The scripture proclaims that man must fear God or else he would be doomed forever. Therefore, whatever is causing man's psychological and emotional problem, it is not the fear of God. It's the true fear of God. It is not the true fear of God. This is not the true fear of God. Amen. praise the Lord. God is so good and we glorify him. So to fear God truly is to hold him in a highest place. It's to hold him high up. To know and recognize that he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. To fear God means to hold him in awe, into reverence, in holy, in all power, in all knowledge, all wisdom, all judgment, and all wrath of God. Just knowing that he's got it all in his hand. He's got the power in his hand. And he cares about each one of you guys. And he wants a relationship with you. He wants to build you up in his ways. And he wants to give you a life that is so worth living. So this scripture really teaches this, that man must reverence God in the highest esteem and honor. Only if man reverence God, he will worship and serve God. Therefore, the fear of God wants man to have a fear of reverence and awe, a fear that will stir man to love God, to have the deepest of emotion with a true honor and esteem. If you fail to reverence and love God, then he must fear, then you will fear, you must fear the judgment and wrath of God. Why? Because man will have to bear the judgment of God. The judgment of God, the wages of sin is death. That's eternal separation. That's being thrown into the lake of fire, which is for the devil, for the demon, which is not somewhere you want to go to. But by God's grace, he saved you. He gave you a chance out, a way out, by sending Jesus to die on the cross so that you may experience more of him. Amen. So, the subject of this passage is that you live on earth to fear God because he's Father, he's Judge of the world, and then you are strangers and aliens on earth, and that you have been redeemed, and because God raised and glorified Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who never lets us down and who is always in control. Amen. So we can see how God the Father, he deserves all respect. He deserves all to be held to the highest esteem. And we should honor him in everything that we do. Amen. Because he's our Father. That means you are his sons and daughters. That means you are his children. And that means he cares for you. And so he wants a relationship with you. Amen. So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, it says, after this manner, therefore, pray, our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Great is your name. Amazing is your name. Wonderful is your name. Precious is your name. Your name is the highest. Your name shines above all. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's also like this judgment that's coming, guys. And I don't want this judgment to come on you. But it's coming. It's coming. Jesus is coming. And so it's so important that you walk in the ways of God. Let him build you up. Let him guide you. Let him build your faith up, your spiritual life up, so that you can walk in his ways and his love and in his grace. So you see, God will judge without partiality, for God has no favorites. No matter who the person is, high or low, rich or poor, saint or sinner, good or bad, righteous or evil, all shall be judged, and the favoritism will be shown to no one. You see, all these people, famous people, Peter, Paul, Martin Luther, the Pope, Paul, Billy Graham, Caesar, George Washington, Martin Luther King, Einstein, Hitler, Stalin, Genghis Khan, Bill, Jane, Henry, Elizabeth, every human being who ever lived, being both high and low, will be judged, and we shall be judged on earth and in heaven before we go anywhere on an equal basis. And so there will be no partiality or no favoritism shown to a single person. But by the grace of God, you will be covered by the blood of the Lamb if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you walk in his ways, if you say, yes, Lord, I will accept you as my Lord, then you will be considered as someone who is accepted into the kingdom of God. Amen. So let's just jump into the questions. It's been a long day so that you can learn about it. Yes, Michael Jackson. Yes, I do. Hey, Cali Calypso. Hello, he said, we need more people like this sharing the word of God. We need to be like him. God bless this man. Thank you so much. Amen. You deserve more people and followers. Thank you for sharing the word of God in Jesus' name. Hey, all glory to God. And it's all about winning souls. And I only can be consistent. I know I'm super tired, but I wanted to just make it happen to be coming on here to share the word of God just at least once a day, even though it's shorter than usual, 1 hour a day. So I'm praying that God is blessing you. But here, this application questions, it's really applicable to my life and yours because you can hear my testimony so I can bless you guys as well. So number one out of two, what are some ways where you live dishonors God? Well, some ways I live that dishonors God. I believe that maybe I'm gaming or binge watching, wasting my time, not being productive, being a consumer. I think that dishonors God. But by God's grace, he set me free from that. He said, no longer are you a hold in your addiction. No longer are you a hold or like held back by these things of the world. Now you're a producer. Now you serve me. Now you will shine for me in Jesus' name. Amen. And then number two, what plans must you take or make to correct this? Well, I must pray more. I must pray. Pray continually. Rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Amen. So, Sophia, praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for us. And this might be a time when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior because he loves you so much. He cares for you and he wants to lift you up above the heavens. He wants to give you good things. He's our loving Heavenly Father. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, you're so good, loving, caring, and there is no one like you. You are the creator of heavens and the earth. You are the God over the earth because earth is yours in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. And the gold and silver is yours in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. Lord God, I pray that you would be lifted high in my life, in their life, in everyone's life here. And Lord, I pray that we would commit our life to you 100%, following after you, your ways, reading your word, and also just glorifying you all the days of our life. Father, it's not easy, but we continue walking in your ways because we cannot live our life without you. It is better to walk in life with you. And we know that life with you is easier than life without you. So, Father God, I pray that you equip everyone here under the sound of my voice with your power, with your glory, with your protection, with your provision, with your wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment, with all that you have. Lord, I pray that you impart it upon them, allow them to experience more of you and be your servant and to lead others towards you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for being our King, for being our love, for being the one that set us free from the bondage of sin and death. Lord, you are a Savior, our King. And we just long to spread your good news. So, Father God, I pray this live stream is a blessing to so many people and the future ones as well. We're declaring in the name of Jesus that we are blessed and highly favored. We are anointed by the power of God, and we are given more than enough in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you so much. We pray this all in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Glory to God. Well, I'll be here again tomorrow. I plan on doing so. Thank you for the thumbs up. Thank you for the follow. Thank you for being with me. Disney fan says amen. Brother Roman says amen. Glenda 0323 says amen. Glory to God. I did not even know that you guys were here. I was like, man, it's just really late. And Sophia says, God will always win. And I love God. And Kate, hello, says hi. And then Sophia says amen. Glory to God. Wow, God is great. Now, I work hard. I work hard for you guys. I work hard for God. I work hard to save more souls. I work hard to be a light for him. So may God bless you, be with you, and continue building you up in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue having great sessions. So thank you for joining, and thank you for liking, and thank you for being here with me. Whew, time to go to sleep. It's almost 12 o'clock, 15 minutes till 12. And so it's either I'm going to make more videos tonight, or I'm gonna just go to sleep. So God is the best, and I hope to see you guys more, and I thank you guys for being with me. Goofy Bird says, thank you, man. Bless you. You have a great night. Yes, and great night's sleep. Amen. I've been having so much trouble sleeping, but I might just like, I'll try. But by God's grace, he's been so good to me, and I just need to catch up on that sleep and glorify him with all that I have. Amen. Amen. Good night, brothers and sisters in Christ. May God bless you. Panda out on like. Panda out on TikTok. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I love you guys. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. Panda out. Panda out. Elite exist. Oh, thank you. Glory to God. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, Panda out. Out, out. To sleep. Take care. Can you pray? Oh, Lord God, I pray for Elite exist, that you breathe with him, that you bless him, that you protect him, and that you lead him towards your way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Panda out. Glory to God. It's all for you guys, for you guys. For God, for you guys. Amen. May God be lifted high in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Panda out.